set on 10 acres just outside of town. Set up on a hill with a lot of trees, a red barn on it, and a couple of lakes, and a winding driveway. I always had that idea. And when I came back from the home office back to Pittsburgh, I said, this is the time to start doing what you wanted to do. And so I started looking for 10 acres just outside of town. And guess what? There wasn't any 10 acres outside of town. Everybody else wanted 10 acres outside of town. And if I wanted 10 acres, I had to go about 10 miles outside of town. But that's not what I wanted. I wanted 10 acres outside of town. And because I couldn't find 10 acres just outside of town, guess what I did? I started looking for 10 acres inside town. And guess what? I found two. I found two lots, 10 acres, inside town. I found them because that's what I was looking for. So if you go down to 510 South Georgia right now, well, you'll kind of drive into a trees, and then when you get there, well, it just pops up at you. It's an 800-foot driveway that snakes down through there, and the red barn is there, and the two lakes are there. There's trees all over the place. You see, those things were there all the time. Those 10 acres, I live closer to City Hall than two-thirds of the people in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And guess how much I had to pay for that? A lot of money, right? I had to pay very little because the guy didn't think it was worth anything. Because he didn't have the vision that I had of that. My point is that you pretty much get what you're looking for. Now let me give you a side story that goes with that. That really is ties into this whole seminar and the things that we're talking about right now. More of the good life. 10 acres is a lot to mow. 10 acres is a lot to mow. So I'm cutting my grass, and there's a people that their acreage bumps up right next to ours, and they had a horse. And I'm over there cutting. The woman saw me. We haven't met each other. She comes running across. I get off the tractor, walked over to her, leaned on the fence. It was hot. It was wired. She said, oh, we should disconnect that. She said, you know, when we first got the horse, he used to lean up against that fence and it would break it down. So we wired it. So and then once we wired it, why, he wouldn't even get anywhere near it. So we tacked and left. And the next day, I'm going to work. The front of their property dead ends into a street that comes back from my office. These people both work. I come home at 11:30. There's the horse loose in the front yard. I thought the horse was loose. But they had taken a single strand of baling wire, tacked it onto the house, over to this tree, over to that tree, back to this house right there. And inside was the horse. Now that horse could jump over it, crawl under it, tear it down. But he stays there all the time. How come? Because he thinks that wire is hot. He is fenced in, right? My question. How many of us are fenced in? How many of us are a slave to the past? How many of us are not doing things that we really would like to do because of the past? You see, I think choosing is important, and I'll tell you, I think a very important statement is that getting in life is not difficult, but deciding what you want. Getting what you want in life ain't tough, but deciding what you want, choosing what you want is tough. Let me talk to you about just a simple idea that I think involves with, and now we get around to the point that you want to talk about here. Self. You need to be an expert as a self-starter. Self-motivated. Self-control. But most important, self-esteem. Self-image. You know, Bob's always talking about this. But the result I was getting over here was the same as the picture I had in here. And when I changed the picture in here, the result over here changed. And the same thing can happen to you. Anybody in this room. Let me tell you why. Because God only made one just like you. He made you in his own image and likeness. He made you just like him, and part of him's in part of you, and that means you're a winner. You're one of God's ideas. Isn't that great to know that? That you're one of God's ideas. Bob used to tell a story when he first came to Pittsburgh. I don't know whether he even remembers this. But he talks about a great sculptor who hauled out a piece of granite. And he began chipping away. And every day a little guy come to see him work. And after several weeks, while he was finishing, the great sculptor stood back to take a look at what he had done.